Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
This is, you know, it takes this kind of guy to do this stuff. And we this was 09. Yeah, I think it was 09. It was right after Obama got elected. And so, oh my God, we got to add a new level of we're all going to die, you know, so that we can just. And this is what it did. By declaring a national emergency, it triggered state emergencies that governors could then force. And they already had the plan in place of the pandemic of we're going to make you. And I'm going, really? You know, well, you know, how about if we say not so much? And the claim that I was making, we're doing local media and the TV crews would come around because we're being buttheads. And I'm going, look, it's real simple. The proper role of government, defense of the rights of the individual. And there's always this argument about where does demand get to come up and kick in and drive up to my house? Does he get to go past my sidewalk or my white picket fence? Does he get to, you know, just, you know, bust in the door? Does he get to, does he get to, does he get to? Well, under the conditions, I go, wait. Okay, can I claim as mine, the ultimate mine, what's inside my skin?
Yes.
Can I claim that? Can I? Because if government's not going to protect, you know, notions and potions being stabbed into me by a force of the man, then what the hell good are they? And that was my mantra the whole time. And it kind of the general opinion here in Arizona was, not so much. And it went away, but it didn't stop. So there is a mechanism by which stuff. I'm going to look it up here real quick. I got the name of this document. I want to make sure you get and send it. They keep changing it and hiding
it
and all that kind of crap.
I'll send you the quarantine rules on the CDC. The new rules that have not gone into effect.
Ah, quarantine rules. See?
They basically want to do away with state rights and just federally take over. That's what the CDC wants to do. They want to become like the military, CDC. They want to have complete immunity from anything. I mean, they want to basically take over your lives.
Oh, okay. So the beginning of this, you know, when this kind of, you started with the CDC was created when?
Oh, I guess, I don't know the entire history, but I guess around the mid-40s probably.
Okay, so then here comes Salk, and here comes polio, and here comes, and we got, and we're the good guys in white lab coats, and look how much money we can make.
Correct. And then they can make more money. And then, like Merck has a monopoly on measles, mumps, and rubella, MMR vaccine in this country.
And then they
even though fully vaccinated, college kids in Harvard all end up with the mumps. How's that possible? And so that we realize the mumps part of the MMR vaccine sucks. It doesn't work. It's ridiculous. Mumps is a very mild disease. I had it as a kid. No, your face blows out for a week, goes away, and I'm basically got natural immunity the rest of my life. That's the way to go for some of these mild diseases. Measles is one of those. You know, people, I think one person out of every 3 years dies from measles, literally.
And
you go to CDC, they average in the United States, like 3,700 people die a year of water, right? It could be drowning. It could be knock your head and fall in a bathtub. It could be a lot of people. But 37, so basically 10 people a day die from water in the United States. This is on the CDC's own website versus one person every 3 years. And one person every 3 years sounds like Darwin to me anyways. You know, that person might have been a weak soul, whatever, and that's just the way life is, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I kind of look at it. So, I mean, so why are we getting measles? You don't need it. Why are we getting mumps? You don't need it. Vaccines, that is. And rubella's pretty much gone away. So, I mean...
Yeah, no, the vaccine's worse than freaking getting it. So, I mean, you know, how many
absolutely.
Did you say mumps, people died from mumps is how many?
Oh, mumps! None? No one dies from mumps. Measles is one person every three years or so.
Oh, this is ridiculous. So there's another agenda here, which is
there are a couple agendas. Well, so the first obvious agenda is money, right? So in 2000, the vaccine makers made $6 billion in the United States. Forget the rest of the world; just the United States. They're now making $34 billion a year, billion with a B. That is an enormous increase of six times in 17 years. And the vaccine schedule keeps getting fatter and fatter and fatter. They want vaccines now for Zika. So going back to your, you know, swine flu hysteria of 2009, the WHO, the World Health Organization, that was the first emergency they've ever called. The second emergency was the wild polio vaccine, which is, I guess it's the real disease, not the disease that's created from shedding of the vaccine, right? That never came to fruition either, right? It faded out before it even got started. So you have these pandemics, which are not pandemics, they're flare-outs. They spike and they go away. You have Ebola. Well, Ebola doesn't spread like a normal disease. You have to have super close contact in order to get Ebola. In fact, the CDC had no protocol in place when the people came back to the United States and the nurse got infected down in Texas. They had nothing. They had the wrong hazmat suits. They had nothing in place. And these are the people that are in charge of our health, really. Then you have Zika as the next freak show. And now in the Washington Post article yesterday, five pregnant women, American women, not from Central America or Latin America, pretty much white women, whoever they were, all had babies. They all had Zika, and all the babies are completely normal. Nothing wrong with them. So now the question is, does Zika cause microcephaly? The answer is no. Not just from those five, but it's never been yes. Zika's been around for a long time, and it never caused microcephaly before until the CDC started inventing it along with the WHO. And the problem is, you had a lot going on in northeast Brazil, where it's the only place in the world to this day that has clusters of microcephaly. Is Zika there? Sure. But those clusters are there before Zika got that part of Brazil.
Yeah, we covered that story. It was because of, I don't know, some Bill and Melinda Gates thing, and we're going to make everybody get it, and the poor people got the bad batch, and we just need to get rid of it, and it's
screwed
them up.
Correct. So there are going to be more of these false pandemics being prompted up by the propaganda of the CDC and the WHO. That is a guarantee, unless Trump really goes. The swamp he needs to drain is one down in Atlanta at CDC headquarters.
You know, how's that going? I mean, you guys probably keep track of that. How's he doing?
Well, we've got a couple things on the side I can't discuss, but things are happening behind the scenes right now. The one thing I want is to bring the main criminal and mass manipulator who stole money from the CDC, Paul Thorsen in Denmark, as a rogue scientist. Basically, he was indicted 22 counts of stealing money from from us U.S. taxpayers, more than $1 million, probably closer to two. And he's free and lives large in Denmark with our CDC money, and we have yet to extradite him. So I think one of the things Trump's new Department of Justice needs to do is send the extradition papers over, bring the guy in, make a deal with him, let him sing. Let him name names like Julie Gerberding, the former director. Let him talk about Colleen Boyle. Let him talk about Frank DiStefano and name other names. And his girlfriend, Dinah Shendel, was an epidemiologist at CDC who worked directly under Colleen Boyle. Guess where she works? She now works at Thorsen's old university in Denmark. So she got a 20-year pension, left the United States, works over there. So she's supposedly an autism epidemiology expert. It's ludicrous.
Well, this documentation that you have, I mean, a lot of times you go to legislators or you go to the media, or whatever. I mean, it's like they're all in on it. And
they are in it. I mean, mainstream media gets the bulk of its money from pharma. Look at all the advertisements on TV.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pharma, selling Viagra, selling this, selling that. So you got people like Rupert Murdoch in charge of New York Post and the Wall Street Journal, Jeff Bezos in charge of Washington Post. They're all, not only all against Trump, right, but they're really all against vaccines that are pure. There is no other side of the debate, which is ridiculous. You can't even discuss it in the public forum, so it's gone that far.
I'm looking at, all right, here it is. Arizona has authority to mandate. This thing is.
Is it still in the books for the next false pandemic?
Yeah, no. My thing is that we have a category called vaccines and vaccinations, and you can go chronologically, from the beginning of our coverage of this in 2009.
Yep.
And I'm looking for it, and it's like it got stripped off of my own site. And I'm going, what? But I knew where else I had it in a radio show. And I go, there it is. And I've got to go back and check and say, did I just miss it? Or is somebody jacking with us, And it wouldn't surprise me, none of this crap anymore. I'm going to send this to you.
And that'd be great.
This program, here, let me real quick. I want to see, what did they call this thing? It was Arizona Influenza Pandemic. pandemic response plan. Okay.
Yep.
Now, this is ARS 36788, provides for mandatory vaccination during a public health emergency, with an exception for those who refuse on religious grounds, who in turn can be quarantined during the period of risk for exposure. So they do these checkpoints, and either you're vaccinated or you get on the back of the bus and you go get quarantined. So I'm going, this is in legislation. It's sitting there ready to go, and I'm going, ooh, everybody needs to see that. Well, I have it here, but where I had it before in that category, it's like gone. Makes you go, James Grundvig.
Understanding your...
Okay, this is... I'm with you, brother, man. I've been doing this a while. And
yep, I see that. It's amazing.
You know, so this is... Are you at a computer?
Yes, I'm actually at a computer.
Okay, go to Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com.
Yep, freedomsphoenix.com. I'm on the website.
Okay.
Nice picture of Patton there.
Is there?
Left side, yeah.
Let me see.
General George Patton.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Important news you're missing while mainstream media is obsessing over Trump's tweet. Okay. The now, right below the first four, you have two, then two stories.
Yep.
Right below the first four stories, you'll see a navigation bar across, and it says more news and archives, radio, TV. Hit and archives, go over that, and then you go.
Oh, more news right there. Okay, page two and more news links.
Okay, but go to and archives, the one next to it. Hover your cursor over that.
I'm there.
And it goes search by keyword, contents by subject. Click on contents by subject.
Like the website. Very good. Okay, it's going to open
up. Yeah, no, you'll dig it. Once you get in, you'll go, damn. Okay, then go, it'll say contents, pages by subject, which we have hundreds. So go to the V for vaccines and click on V.
V for Viking. No vaccines. Let's go.
Okay, now the second one, it says vaccines and vaccinations. Click on that hyperlink.
Holy smokes. 931 items, yep.
Now, on the... page numbers, it says page 1 through 26. Hit the word first.
Yep.
Okay, this was the first, when we first started doing it. What's the date on these? This is like September, October of 09.
Yeah.
Now, the Univision interview, click on that, and you'll see this that sign that we did. We put in front of all the fire and police stations.
Let me see. I do see the sign there. Here it is. Support first responders that say no to mandatory shots.
Oh no, we were dicks about it. Okay,
you got to be. I mean, this is not a beauty contest. You and I are not running for office.
So the article is see, it's not there for some reason. Okay, let me see. When is
the Univision interviews you? I love it.
Now say it was October 15th, 09. Let me go check the category here. October 15th. Yeah, see, it's gone.
That's crazy.
Okay, son of a bitch. Okay, I'm going to... See, I got skills. Screw them.
You'll find it.
No, I got it. You know, it's just not...
That's why you got to back up everything. You can't trust the government. The government will more likely to hack your computer than freaking Russia would. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, but I got skills. I'm going to F them up right now. Sons of bitches. This is, don't laugh, man. I mean, I've been through this so much.
I see that.
That they're, scumbags. Okay.
Oh, there's no question about it. This is a double-edged sword. First edge is the making money. The second edge is, the sustainable revenue making money, right? Vaccinations is one thing, and right, treating lifelong patients another thing, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Then the other half is really, in my opinion, with Bill Gates especially involved in his eugenics background with his father and stuff. I would absolutely say depopulation is certainly one of the goals.
Yeah,
nothing really talk about in the front page of New York Times, but the reality is that's one. I'm gonna go off a conspiracy theory, but that's basically definitely one of the goals.
Yeah, no, he's really doubling down. When he did his TED talk, we released vaccine carrying mosquitoes in the audience or something. I'm like, wow. What a more! Did you see that one? You know what I'm talking about?
I missed that one.
Okay. Just do a search. Go Bill Gates TED Talk mosquito. I bet you it comes up.
I'm going to do that right now. I got to go to another browser and do it right now. So I can stay on your thing, Ted. Talk, Bill. Mosquito. Oh, yeah, there it is. There he is.
I know. And he just doubled down. He's like, yeah, then your point.
And he actually went and met with Trump yesterday, Bill Gates. Oh, don't cut the budget to, oh, disease. We got to fight disease. Yeah, right.
Oh, F disease. You, man. I'm wondering.
He wants to spread disease. He don't want to fight disease. Bill Gates is full of baloney.
Yeah, I'm wondering what he would do.
And the question I have, and I've not looked at the timeline, I'm going to investigate this year. You know, it's really odd that he would, you know, wasn't Microsoft under a monopoly kind of review by the federal government back in the 90s? And miraculously, that didn't go anywhere. And the
no,
next,
it
know,
did. Let me tell you, from what I remember, this is what was going on.
And then Gates had a foundation come after that.
Yeah.
Was that the backroom deal?
No, no. As I remember it, this is what happened. We do every year we do these things called Freedom Summits, and we had a lot of, you know, God, who was it? It was Bob Levy from Cato came in. He gave a presentation and two things. It was what happened in Washington with the tobacco industry and how, you know, nicotine is not and doesn't cause and, you know, that crap. And then they went after them. And at the same time, they went after Microsoft. And it was in the mid-90s. You remember when Netscape came out? It was the first, like, browsers, you
yep,
know, you had
1994, sure.
So Netscape came out, and eventually went the Mozilla Foundation, which is Firefox. Okay, that's
yep.
where Netscape went. Well, during that time, Orrin Hatch, I think it was Utah, and Netscape was there, and they go, "Hey, man, we got the Microsoft Explorer. They're embedding in their operating system Explorer." You know, which is part of, and that shouldn't be fair, and because they already got in the, you know, a web browser in the operating system that they, you know, did a deal with the PCs that, yeah, blah, 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 blah. We don't like it, so you need to go change it. Well, Microsoft didn't have any lobbying in Washington. Well, Washington is like, you don't have any lobbying? What, you think you don't need to pay us off? What, you didn't get the memo? You know? So they came in and they go, antitrust laws. They said, you know, they threatened them, and that's when they went after Microsoft because they, you know, said it wasn't fair that they put in the Explorer, I mean, the browser as part of their operating
yep.
system. Well, then they also banned them for like 10 years from making hardware. That's how come you didn't have Microsoft Surface or any of that stuff for a decade.
That's
and
correct.
So this was, it's just government. It's a, you know, it's a protection racket. You know, and it's just, you know, so Microsoft goes, oh, we got to be on K Street. Yeah, we got enough money. All right, we got a little sling it around. We'll get what we want and whatever
yep.
they want. Now they got this entire web inside Congress because of, you know, once you start, it just, it, you know, escalates into, oh, this is how it works. Well, we can make Congress do what we want. You see? I mean, it's just, you know, it's amazing. Hey, we need to do this again. I'm going to send you this article that
yep.
has that that thing, and I'm going to forward it to Donna and have her send it to you right now, but I got to get to Judy. Hey, thanks a lot. It's been awesome meeting you, James. We'll do this. Whenever you need to come on, you let me know, okay?
All right, Ernie, been great talking to you. Are you going to be at Jack Weiler's, Lions Weiler's event conference in June?
Not that I know of. I mean, we've
okay.
had them talking about it. We've been promoting it. We have it at the top of the site there. You might
okay.
refresh
yeah, okay.
the front page. You'll see the ad for it.
Yeah,
all right.
I'll go back. All right, great. Good talking to you, Ernie. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Remember, we are not afraid.
Yeah, no fear, 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 no fear. They can kiss my butt, no fear. Now, we just had James Grundvig on, and there was an article. I just sent it to Donna. She's going to forward it to him, man. He messing with my site, sons of bitches. You know, this is I tell you what it was. We got Dr. Judy Mikovits on, and we're going to get, you know, Dr. Judy, were you listening to the previous hour with James?
No, I wasn't. Okay. I was trying to get my voice back. I have a bad cold. So I heard only the last parts of it.
Well, thanks for coming on.
He's fabulous, and I'd love to see that article.
Yeah, this is what it is. And I remember when we were doing a bunch of research, and when's it dated? It's dated October 14, 2009. Now, what's interesting, Arizona has authority to mandate vaccinations. Big update from 09 coverage, you know, blah, 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 blah. Now, this, I go look for this article in our vaccine and vaccinations. I can't find it. And I'm like, I know where it's supposed to be. I know where it is. I know it's there. But fortunately, I knew that I had covered it and put the link into one of the radio shows I did back then. So I go into that radio. Sure enough, there it is. It's like it's been severed on my own site. Now, they wouldn't, you know, come in and do something like that and make it where I couldn't access or I didn't know it's not listed. They wouldn't do that, would they? You know? And I'm going, I got to have some IT look at this. This has not happened before that I've seen that they're able. I have an article on my site that is not viewable, you know? So I can replicate it from another area that I have it in the article. I'm going, what? That? Because I know where it's supposed to be. I've used it before. And all of a sudden, not so much. Really wouldn't shock me, you know, but I'm just maybe I'm doing something wrong here. But anyway, I got it. And what it was is that we uncovered how they were going to do it. It was checkpoints that they used the power that they have to force medically treat someone in the law. They had to find some way to do that. And it was under extreme DUI. If you blow over a certain point, then they can, you know, strap you down and ship you off and force, you know, treatment of something, right? So I'm going, okay. So they took this same power, and when you have a checkpoint and it's for some pandemic or influenza or emergency, when Obama did in 09, we have a level 6, whatever the heck they made up, that on influenza, they go, okay, it triggered state emergency legislation that they have. It's called the Arizona Influenza Pandemic Response Plan. And what they do is the infrastructure for forced medical treatment of extreme DUI. They go, yep, we already got the infrastructure in as per this law. Boom. You get stopped if you don't show that you have, or your name doesn't show that you're on the list of having been fully vaccinated. You either get vaccinated right there or you go on the back of the bus, because the law says ARS 36-788, Arizona Revised Statute 36-788, Legal Preparedness. All right, that's what it says. Provides for mandatory vaccination during a public health emergency, with an exception for those who refuse on religious grounds, who in turn can be quarantined during the period of risk for exposure. So, yeah, you don't have to do it. You just got to get on the FEMA bus. This is what they had planned. And we went, you sons of bitches. Now, all the links into this plan is like, page not found, Arizona Department of Health, so we lost it again, okay? So I'm going, really? But we took and printed it out and got PDFs of it and all the links, and we put it up and we said, here it is. And it was pandemic flu information, report to Homeland Security Council, Arizona's public health response to the new H1N1 viruses. We covered this and exposed all this stuff because all I wanted to know, one, mandate. How are they going to mandate? They're going to strap my ass down. Yes, that's exactly what they're going to do. So I'm going, and then when I go look, it's not there, but fortunately I knew where it was, and they sever all the links on the government pages of, man, there is a conspiracy. There needs to be a movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So this is, so what do we got update here in CDC and their shenanigans over the last week?
Yeah, well, I guess the CDC, what we're gearing up for is the CDC propaganda. I haven't looked at their shenanigans over the last week. I caught a terrible upper respiratory infection and didn't even have a voice until about 15 minutes ago. So I was really hoping that I could talk to you today. It's really important on the quarantine, because the CDC, right at the end of the Obama administration, gave themselves the ability to quarantine or vaccinate anyone they wanted, anyone, for no reason, no pandemic, no nothing. They just said, okay, we can do it, that exact same thing. Vaccinate, inject it.
Where did this power come from? They just claimed it, or some legislation, or what?
Oh, they just claimed it. They wrote it into a bill, and very quietly, and James Grundvig and the group that I work with, the group of doctors and scientists, for honest science and exposing this propaganda that's what passes as science, let everybody know it, and said, they're passing these laws. So I'll find it as we talk today, but they gave themselves that authority. It might be in that 21st Century Cures Act, or just buried somewhere else, because they gave themselves expanded authority, and the FDA did as well. So, just as the propaganda wheel, as we discussed last week, continuing medical education. Now they're going to censor anyone from learning about injuries and the true corruption surrounding these vaccinations. So that H1N1 2009 pandemic, we've got probably 5-10 cases. Those are all of the cases that are now appearing in vaccine court 8 years later, because those are all the injuries, and it takes that long, and they're paying out on all those injuries. That was a horrifically dangerous lot of vaccination, and they know it.
Wow. How many people got to go to jail? How compartmentalized have they made? I know you're willing to name names. I mean, you have to go, well, I'm not sure. You ask Judy, man. She'll tell you who they are. Okay. So you're willing to name names, but I mean, how long is the name list?
Well, the important thing about the name list is extremely long, but the most important thing is it's the top of the government health agencies. We think it's only the CDC, at least that's what we don't think that, but we know it's the Food and Drug Administration. We know it's the Environmental Protection Agency. If you ever get to talk to Dr. David Lewis about his book, Science for Sale, another great Skyhorse book, published a year or so before our book, that's all about corruption in the Environmental Protection Agency, known as the EPA, and they're only protecting themselves, and they're only protecting the dollar, and that's what he showed. So he's another scientist who was run out of town for exposing.
We need a new fresh can of whip ass. They're pissing me off. That's a bad idea. Bad idea. Make Ernie, have to, get up and do something. What shall I do? I don't know. Let me think about it. We're going to do something because we can. We'll be right back.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. FreedomsPhoenix.com, constantly providing the information, the real news about government policies, and the real relationship we all have with the coercive government, the real condition of the economy, innovations in technology, breakthroughs in energy, health, and computer science. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media. The corporate media, nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but now there's an alternative. freedomsphoenix.com. Constant news updates on the issues that affect your life in the most important ways. With liberty and property under constant attack, freedomsphoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda, and it encourages the participation of its readers. Go to freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. freedomsphoenix.com. The revolution between the ears has already happened.
What's up next? Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
You know, this is little babies and stuff and futures and, you know, it's just, and it's, you know, long-term conspiratorial, you know, Nazi stuff, man. I mean, literally everybody throws around, oh, he said Nazi. He said the word Nazi. It's like, you know, it's like when you're rapping and you go, you can't think of your rap battle back and forth and you your mama. It's like, you know, you say your mama, you lose, you're done. Eh, Nazi. That's like saying your mama, you're done. Unless it's really Nazi. It's fascism, but I mean, in the Nazi era, you know, all these chemical companies—they came out of the war in place, intact, making oodles and gobs of money, and, you know, explaining, you know, the fascist how much money we can make to America. So let me tell you how this works, and we're gonna get some. And it's just amazing what's being done. Even the eugenics stuff. Hell, they're talking about it now. You know, I'm. This is, wow, they, them, those. The ones who won't leave us alone. And I'm wondering if there's some hope on the horizon of some of these guys that Dr. Judy Mikovits and the other people that we're having on from Skyhorse Publishing and so on, they're definitely on the radar. They're kicking butt. And I'm wondering, you know, the FBI starts kicking in doors and stuff, but you're not the only one, Judy. I mean, who are they targeting? I mean, how are they, you know, how do they select who they're going at other than just killing all these naturopaths? I mean, but I mean, you know, give me some current. Are they starting to back off now or not?
Oh no, they're never going to back off. I mean, it only gets worse. So we stay more visible. You can see it in the propaganda. The more you know, the more we make noise. For instance, 2 weeks ago, the inaugural meeting of the Physicians for Informed Consent was held in Costa Mesa, and as I told you that week, that's a national organization of hundreds, if not thousands, of doctors. There were hundreds there that day, along with the public, and it was a fabulous meeting of doctors and lawyers who were fighting for physicians and scientists who are attacked. Like me, yeah, I'm not alone. And so as we stand up and say, you know what, I'm still here, just like you say on your show, you know, if they can jail you, if they can take your entire economic life away, if they can force you out of mainstream medicine and science and the defamation and so bad you can't work anymore, are people still listening? Well, the answer is yes, because thanks to shows like yours and books and publishers like Skyhorse, we still have a voice, because and we still write and we still work, and so it's getting bigger and bigger. So now we're going to have the Revolution for Truth symposium Friday, March 31st, and we're going to hold a press conference of six or seven of us, doctors and scientists, in the morning of March 31st, right there in Washington, D.C. at the press club and be in front of the White House. So we're encouraging everyone to go. And this is one targeting censorship in the media, this propaganda that passes as science and how they're getting away with it, or at least they think they are. And last week we talked about the revelation of continuing medical education. It's known as CME, continuing medical education, that physicians must get in order to keep their license.
And they won't allow this kind of vaccine information to be, you know, covered or get credit for it. I'm getting a crackling.
Correct.
It's like a bad connection or something on your side. Are you on a headset or something?
Should I take it off?
Yeah, I think so. It doesn't have a good connector. You're rubbing it against something or something.
I'll try. It might be the crackling in my voice.
No, it's rubbing against your something.
Okay, so I'll try to take it. I'll try to take it off.
There you go. That sounds a lot better.
Okay, great.
All right. The I'm looking at the lamestream media, the media so last century, and I'm wanting to get your opinion on the capture of the media. I mean, they're only there to they make fun of. They'll go, oh, it doesn't matter. Look at this article. And, you know, it's been debunked and debunked and debunked. And they keep saying that, you know, it's debunking of. No matter what article you write, they'll have the same right by it. They'll say debunking of, and then they'll put the title of the article. It's like a technique that they're doing to try and, dissuade anybody from reading it. You know, what's the word? Defame whoever wrote it, and they want you to be like, you know, whatever you say doesn't mean anything because, you kick kittens or something. And I'm going, this is starting to peel back, though. Where is the big revelation? You know, where is it really starting to take hold? And a lot of us would say, you know, like the documentary Vaxxed or something, but it's more than that. I was that the one big one, you think? Is there others that have happened or are coming?
Yes, there's certainly others that have happened. There's a documentary that I think was just released to Amazon, made in the UK, about this whole plague of corruption surrounding what happened with me, and the myalgic encephalomyelitis and the autism and all of this neuroimmune
disease. Do you remember the title of it?
What about me? I think, but there are several of them. I'll look it up, and I'll send it for a link for the show here in a minute. The publisher just wrote me, so I'll just get to my email. Just like you had an interesting time where things disappear from your site, I found out yesterday with the lawyer I was working with in Vaccine Court, and the organizer of this press conference in Washington. That they're not receiving my communication, that things are disappearing, that I'm not responding, you know. So finally somebody texts me and said, Judy, where are you? You know, and they're not receiving my emails, interestingly enough. So we had to circle around and spend 4 hours and fix it yesterday.
It's more common, and I'm you know what happens is we just in the past couple of weeks, I tell you when it was. It was when, was it Natural News, Adams, or whatever is that guy's name? All of a sudden, yeah, Mike Adams, all of a sudden, all 140,000 articles that are delisted by Google and all that kind of stuff. And so he went after them, and then they negotiated the whatever. I don't know what the heck was going on. But during that, all of a sudden, our traffic skyrocketed, and I'm going, you know, was it any particular article? No. What was it? No. It's when they started turning the dials on the manipulation of the search engines, we slipped through the cracks, and all of a sudden it got exposed or open, it went boom, and I'm going, yeah, I knew they were manipulating, and they'll dial it back down sooner or later. And I'm just, there has to be another mechanism, another internet, another search, another, because we're so manipulated because they can, and they are. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world?
Yep. This yep. is, there's, yeah.
I just sent it to you. It is called What About Me? And I just sent you the Double D Productions, the producer, the website, and all the details. What? And she said on March 4th, it would be out in 11 days. So it should be out right about now.
Documentary. What's it about?
It's about literally the discovery of the retroviruses in the blood supply, in the vaccines, in the diseases, making these kids sick. As I was traveling around the world, it's almost a representation of how science and the media shut it down. It goes to my house where I was arrested illegally, and she talks about what they did, and she filmed us and
okay, so
things
it
like
included,
that.
It's a lot about you.
Yeah, it's and about the plague of corruption, about how they got away with doing all of this. You know, it shows everybody, well, wait a minute, that was real. And
okay, so you sent
really
this
sick.
You sent this to Donna.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So hopefully you're getting it.
Okay. Well,
So it's going to be, it was coming to streaming video in the UK, Germany, and Austria March 15th, and it'll be able to buy or rent on Amazon. So movies are coming out saying, you know, you're not crazy. These aren't psychosomatic diseases. They're not conversion disorders, which says basically something was happening and one day you went nuts. They probably diagnosed Rhea at one point with a conversion disorder, which is a crazy, you know, they're just naming these new things to get away with all the, you know, corruption surrounding vaccine injury.
Forward it to my email, Donna. I want to see the, because I can't find it. It's not listed when I do any searching for it. And let me see.
Well, I just got that email March 4th, so it might not be out yet.
Yeah, you'd think that, you know, Google, I don't know, mentioned something. Or not. I mean, this is what's...
Is the problem. Things get censored. Censorship of science. And see, you know, you're asking the wrong questions, as most people are, because, they're retracting our scientific papers. You know, they're retracting Andy Wakefield. Get out. It's hitting my computer, David. They're retracting Andy Wakefield. They're retracting my paper. They retracted Low Alter there. So the mechanism now is to retract. So the journals, they get published, they get peer reviewed, they get accepted. And then somebody comes in and just unilaterally says, nope, that's gone. And they retract it from everywhere. So no scientist can read it. And retraction in science implies fraud. And now they don't even imply fraud. So the debunking you're talking about is this retraction. It's the whole new thing. Never was a paper retracted before. And we refuse. So what they usually do to you is put the gun to your head and say, retract it.
Yeah, hold on a second. Donna, go ahead and see if you can schedule that, you know, what Judy just sent, that you sent me. You know, go ahead and see if we can do that. Yeah. No,
And so the new technique
put that
is
link
just
up
retract.
Too. Just hit the link up in the trailer and everything. All right, we're coming back. Here we go.
LRN.FM.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
I feel like I'm slipping into the Twilight Zone. This is, do they really want to play with, you know, just pissed off moms and dads and siblings and grandparents? And, you know, there's always going to be someone somewhere that knows something, like James Grundvig. You know, he's a big researcher in New York City, got some, you know, skills, and he's like, he's written other books on other stuff. He's like, all right, they want to play? They pissed off dad. All right, let's go play. Judy. Right. You know, she's like, I'm a scientist, and I know better than this, and kind of we can see this coming. Here it is. Oh, hell no. You're not allowed, and she doesn't go away. There are others. I mean, it just builds up, but there is always going to be a skit. Yeah, you're right. God, CDC got out of control. It's these five people. These five people are so bad, and this one, you know, VP of marketing of whatever the hell that the pharma, and this guy in a little club, and we got, man, these dozen people, and we cured it. I mean, it's all these guys. Okay, we'll add the 13th one just to make it a baker's dozen, and then and we're all done. No, no, no. It's a philosophy, and it so permeates everything. And right now, we heard from James Grundvig that Bill Gates is meeting with Trump. We need more money for so we can poison kill people. Yay.
Right. Yay. Yeah, wonderful. So, I mean, it's a well-oiled machine. It's a well-oiled machine, and it's been going on since at least the 90s, since, you know, the whole vaccine court came to being and the National Vaccine Injury Protection Act, which isn't a protection act at all. It's just a protection of big pharma and the big money from any kind of liability. So, as you said, they do it because they can. And every time we come together, we doctors, we scientists who have the truth and the real data, they just use their well-oiled propaganda machine to put Tony Fauci on TV, as I said more than once, on 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes is propaganda. Scientific American, the journal or the magazine, is propaganda. Science, the journal Science, is supposedly science and published data that is right and true, is just plain propaganda. It's fraud. They knowingly publish every single day fraud. They published it in the case of making XMRV and the gamma retroviruses contaminating the vaccines and the blood supply. They just made it go away. With Zika, they redefined this. The Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, redefined contagious. I've got a slide I'll send you so that you can put it up. It was on NPR in 2014. How interesting all of these things happened in 2014, where the FDA oh so quietly approved a technology to clean up the blood supply. Why do you need to clean it up if it's not contaminated? And oh, that would just happen to clean up all the Ebola. So they redefined contagious. Oh, if you sneeze and you have measles, that the measles virus goes 6 feet. But if you sneeze and you have Ebola, it only goes 3 feet, folks. So you're safe. So I was sitting in a meeting with doctors all weekend. And obviously, I've got an upper respiratory infection, a cold. And so I made everybody sit further than 3 feet from me so that, you know, of course, nobody will get sick because the CDC changed the definition of how far away they have to be for me to be contagious. So they were all laughing at me and saying I'm the devil using the scriptures for my own purposes because we're laughing about the CDC's pronouncement. But I mean, they can make these statements and intelligent, well-educated doctors don't say, are you crazy? You know, and we do and they do, but it's propaganda. You know, Tony Fauci gets on, go find that 60 Minutes 2 days before the election. It's this fear thing. Oh, all of these things are going to kill us. You know, we have millions of people infected with these 25 million people infected with these gamma retroviruses, making people sick, giving them cancer, giving them neuroimmune disease and killing them every single day. And we're worried about 200 mosquitoes with Zika and put $50 zillion into vaccines. Well, you don't need a vaccine. Because the Cirrus technology, Intercept technology that you published in 2014 will decontaminate everything.
Yeah, we're getting that sound again. I'm losing you and all that static. You know, unplug or do something. You know.
I'll move it back. Is that better?
So far. The
I won't move. It's my voice, and I keep moving.
Okay. The yeah, I'm looking at this. I found the pandemic, Arizona pandemic influenza response plan, and I'm looking at this. Donna just forwarded it to you and Mr. Grundvig, and it's interesting on their assumptions. The development of the Arizona influenza pandemic response plan is based on the following assumptions. An influenza pandemic is likely to occur sometime in the future. So just get used to it. Here it comes. A new virus subtype will likely emerge in a country other than the United States, although a novel strain could first emerge in the United States. Although there may be isolated pockets, pandemic could affect all geographic areas of the state. So they're going, it's not just city, it's everywhere. When it occurs, vaccine and medicine will be in short supply. The federal government has assumed responsibility for devising a liability program for vaccine manufacturers and persons administering the vaccine. This is your vaccine court thing. This is where
Right. Nobody's
responsible for a thing. We're just going to do whatever, and yeah, you're not responsible, you know. So this is, and then it's going, I'm looking for the, and the mandates. This is... this PDF was, and that one that I just sent you, that PDF, you know,
yeah, I've got it.
Donna, load that into the master server, you know, go ahead and just get that PDF up there and I'll link it to some stuff I want to do. But the, see, that's one thing that I got to do. A lot of these pages, either I, you know, make PDFs out of screen saves or any government PDF. I save it and put it up on my server. Yeah, come take it down now, some bitch. You know, I'm just like, oh, there's something getting ready to come because there's too many people becoming aware of what's going on. And if they're going to get a big giant swath of we need to make more patients or we need to get it, they're going to have to pull the trigger pretty damn quick. And it's going to be, see, Iran's releasing a whatever Chinese-Russian consortium of North Korea ICBM with virus bomb or something, and they're going to try and force all this on us.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are forcing all of us on it for absolutely certain, for sure.
Okay, vaccine distribution and use. Before an influenza vaccine that is effective against a circulating pandemic virus strain is made available, criteria for its use must be established based upon scientific information, right, as well as projections, available supply, the supplement, yada, 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 yada. So this is, I'm looking for, there's going to be a, you know, yeah, managing travel related, we can stop this and make you that and do it. Yeah, it's all right here.
Right. And yeah. I just sent you back the CDC recommendations and the publishing new rules for quarantine and isolation on the last day of the Obama presidency.
Oh.
So you'll find that it comes from Health Impact News, and I just sent you a PDF of it.
All right, Donna, load that PDF in that she sent, make an article out of it, put it up, and get it in vaccine and vaccination category. I'm telling you, Dr. Judy, I'm just feeling it. You know, I went through this before. They almost got away with it in 2009-10, and we just were big buttheads about it, and it just didn't take. Well, they're going, damn, we gotta redo, and we better hurry up because Dr. Judy and friends are out there, and we gotta get something done right now. Now, you're in the middle of it, don't see the forest, maybe.
This is Donna Hancock.
But I do. I can. This is a buildup. I've been through a lot of activist stuff for 30 years, and I can just see the positioning of everything. They got the infrastructure in place, you know.
Absolutely.
Declaration of emergency pandemic influenza is part of it. A national. Yeah, here it goes. Whereas a national emergency with respect to the 2009 H1N1 pandemic influenza was declared by the president on October 24th, 2009. Okay, so he had not even a year in office, and he's already on it. Whereas, you know, blah, 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 and immunity, and whereas, and whereas, and we're going to, and whereas. Let's see. Whereas it's likely that Arizona is affected by pandemic influenza and seasonal influenza will occur at some time, further compounding demands for health care prevention response measures. And whereas the governor is authorized to declare an emergency pursuant to ARS 2603D. Now, see, this is one thing that I came across. What we found out is when Obama did this, he declared that emergency of whatever the hell. When he did that, what happened is it triggered the ability of the governors to declare their emergency, and then they're going to make us. Here, let me put this law in here. I want to see what this law says. 26303 ARS. This cannot be displayed because of a server error. Of course. See, they're hiding it.
Yeah, I know.
Sons of bitches,
just, when
man.
When I tried to pull up, see, I make PDFs of all of these links, and our webmaster Robin does everything she can to screenshot everything, and then they disappear.
Okay. So the Arizona Department of Health Service during a state of emergency declared as a result of the occurrence or imminent threat of all in blah, 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 pursuant to coordinate all managers must. Okay. All matters pertaining to public health emergency response of the state now. Therefore, I, Janice K. Brewer, okay, which was governor at the time, governor of the state of Arizona, by virtue... See what time it is. I don't miss it. By virtue of the authority vested in me by constitutional laws of the state, to hereby determine that pandemic influenza justifies the declaration of a state of emergency pursuant to, and I do hereby declare that a state of emergency exists, declare that the pursuant to yada yada coordinate all matters pertaining to public health response of this. Okay. This is what we ambushed, interviewed her at the Arizona State Fair on this. And we got her to say on record, not that that matters, that she would not mandate it. Are you going to mandate it? We just want to know. This right here, are you going to mandate it? Are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? Said you're going to do it. You're going to do it? You're going to do it? And she had to answer, no. And we're going, yeah, okay. Not that I believe him, but, you know, let me go to the, yeah, see, these pages are not there. What the hell?
Right.
This is a, this right. is Arizona revised statute. All right, ARS 36787. I know I can find ARS. Butt heads. Okay, wait a minute. I go here. Arizona revised statutes, code find law. Okay, I can't find it. Codes find law. I can find it.com, but it's not listed as one of the ARSs in the actual Arizona legislative. You know, they are prepping for something. Okay, during a state of emergency or state of emergency declared by the governor in which there is an occurrence, imminent threat, yada, 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 yada. Substantial, significant, emergency authorized to plan executing recovery of the state, coordinating public response, coordinating, establishing measures, state of emergency. Okay. All right, we're coming back.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Okay, we're looking. We're looking. This is, you know, it's interesting. This is what happened. I'll walk you through it. It was President Obama in like October of 07, I mean, I'm sorry, of 09. He came in and he goes, you know, I declare an emergency. Well, if they do that, well, then whereas they declared this and whereas that and whereas, therefore, you know, be it resolved that, and they go, according to ARS 26-303D, Arizona State Legislature, a description for this result is not available because of the site's robots. What? This is Arizona revised statutes, and it's not letting me go to it. So I'm going, really? So I do a search on these laws, on and you have it listed on other sites at Find Law for legal professionals. Codes.findlaw.com, AZ, Title 36, Public Health, Safety, yada, yada, yada. And it goes in and it talks about, you know, they're going to make you and have to. And here it is. You know, it says when they signed this. I have the document that she's supposedly signed that when they trigger this, because they triggered it before. And I go, what's the infrastructure? Who's going to do it? And it was the infrastructure they had for forced medical treatment of extreme DUI drivers. When they, you know, pull you over to, this is all just prep. This is all infrastructure. This is all just getting ready. You know, this is getting ready for this. Let's see.
Right.
Law enforcement officials of this state and the National Guard shall enforce orders issued by the governor under this section. Diseases subject to this section do not include acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Okay, if you got HIV, I guess that doesn't count, you know? Seriously. If, I mean, what does then? If during a state of war emergency, or the public health is not, yada, 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 we can make it. I mean, this is where it is. All right, go do that. ARS 36-787 and 36-303. So this is what we found out in 09, and we went through a lot to find it. So what did they do? They severed the links to it.
Right.
They keep doing that.
What's important about that is that was 2 weeks after our paper was published on the new family of retroviruses, you know, and now all of these diseases, and the realization that these retroviruses most likely got into humans by way of vaccines. So they knew this in the summer of 09 when all the federal agencies got together. That's the chapter in our book called Invitation Only Meeting, July 22nd, 2009. So they spent 4 months holding this paper from publication while they put a plan in place.
Okay.
And then
this is years ago. I want to read this one paragraph. Now, it says, at the governor's direction, department may use reasonable efforts to assist persons and institutions affected by this to pay them back for reimbursement for however much it costs for them to do it. But this is what they have to do. Here we go. Paragraph F. If during a state of emergency or state of war emergency, the public health is not endangered, nothing in this title shall authorize department or any of its officers or representatives to impose on any person against a person's will any mode or treatment. Now, this is if there is not a state of emergency. That's why they need to have that state of emergency declared. Okay? So, provided that the sanitary or preventative measures and quarantine laws are complied with by the person. Nothing in this title shall authorize the department or any of its officers represented to impose on any person contrary to its religious concepts any mode of treatment provided that sanitary measures and quarantine laws comply with by the person. Or preventative measures and quarantine laws are complied with by the person. That's the phrase right there. If provided that the sanitary or preventative measures and quarantine laws are complied with by the person. If they don't, then they're forced. It's the way they word this. It's interesting how they're going to get you. That's an author. As long as you comply with the preventative measures, then the quarantine laws and everything, they don't apply. What if you don't? You know, so this is, you can see it right here. But we knew this, you know, God, going on almost a decade ago, and it looks like they, you know, finagled it a little bit to kind of, instead of we're going to make you, it says we can't, we're going to make you if, you know, you don't, you know, comply. I just want the audience to know that I can't spend time. That's what we have, why we have Judy and James, all these guys on Tuesdays and so on, because I did delve into this heavy in 09, and we created a cat, and we went after, once I realized that they were making, had a plan for it, and the infrastructure, and they made a new level of World Health Organization to trigger emergencies of Obama and the state governors of whatever, and then when we highlighted a lot of this stuff, they went back and kind of filled in the blanks that they left open. You know, they got, oh, okay, well, we need to add that and check that box and change this and do whatever. And it looks like they're doing it. And I'm going, there's something coming. Are you getting wind on the, you know, getting wind of on the horizon? There might be something they're going to trigger. Is it, you know, Korea is going to send us a germ bomb or something? Dr. Judy? No, I think I lost her. Yeah, well, go ahead and come in and see if you can get her back on. Yeah, I want the audience to understand that this is not if. You know, it's when. You know, this is coming. Judy, I got you.
Yeah, you got me.
Okay, is there something on the horizon? Let me ask my question. I'm seeing all of this legislation, and they hide it and change it and do it. At least I know what phrases to use. And it's always, the one big word is pandemic, which means worldwide, you know, freaking we're all going to die, which they keep threatening on a regular basis. I mean, it's like every so many years, you know, here we go again. And they're like setting us up for it. And all you got to do is like eat right and freaking don't be stupid. So is there something coming? Do you get kind of a feeling of that?
Yeah, there is no pandemic. There is no infection. There is no plague.
No, I mean something they're going to make up. Is there a feeling like?
Oh, absolutely. They tried it with Ebola. They tried it where they're trying it with Zika. That failed. So absolutely, they'll make up another one. Yeah. Zika's already out there. That's pure fraud by Tony Fauci. So this is the head of your National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. And in fact, there has been and is no, pandemic other than HIV. And when they failed to kill everyone with HIV, now they've got the gamma retroviruses and the other retroviruses in the vaccines.
You know what? It's interesting, as much as they emphasized how HIV is, oh my God, and going to kill us, that is the one thing that, because it's so politically charged in the gay community, that's the one thing, except that one. That one doesn't count. I mean, actually say it.
Right,
in the law.
So there are no public health laws where they should be to quarantine. Had they done that back in the 80s and actually quarantined people, we wouldn't have had the pandemic epidemic of HIV in this country or in the world. But they didn't do that. Why? Because, you know, the intention was to kill everyone. So now they're mandating the HBV, hepatitis B vaccine, which spread HIV through our country and the world. And they're mandating it for people with compromised immune system, the very people who shouldn't get it. Even and HCV, hepatitis C infected, that infection. They're mandating people with chronic liver disease and these infections get
How's vaccine courts going with you? I mean, you're going there. Are you winning more cases? Are they ignoring them more? Or are you? I mean, how's that going?
Well, they take forever, and I mean years. So we haven't won. We won one case that we were involved with this year, but that case had been ongoing since 2008 or 9. And in fact, it was that very flu vaccine that had the H1N1 in it that fried the brain of a 5-year-old boy, and they won that case in December or January of this year.
These guys, you know, I mean, I try and be nice and say like, ooh, somebody's got to stay after school as if it was like detention or something. But this is the kind of thing throughout history where you create, you know, if not a group, certainly individuals that just know a sense of justice. Somebody that they loved, you know, was killed and they just go off the deep end, and you just hopefully people understand why. You know, they just, oh, he's a crazy tinfoil hat of whatever the heck. He believes something crazy. You know, it's not going to matter. When it really gets going, there's so many reasons to go after they, them, those. And Dr. Judy named some names. All right. Oh, see you tomorrow.
Why did you?
Yeah, this is, as I'm going back over this, because when I did the article, this is what got me. I knew when it was. I knew where it was in vaccines and vaccinations. And then that particular article is just severed. It's just gone. It doesn't even show. And then when you look at these different documents that I have links to and everything, it gets search results don't show anything, and it's gone from Arizona Department of Health Services, which doesn't surprise me. I mean, you know, it was they had it where you couldn't find it in the beginning, and when we did, we put it up, and they just changed it. And it's gone. You know, but it's called Pandemic Influenza Response Plan. Now, you can do it by each state. Now, let's say if let me try and see if I can do that. And just pick another state, because they had where Chris Christie had signed for Arizona. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? Okay, so I'll go New York. If that comes up. Pandemic influenza, say global outbreak response plan. Yep. Okay. So each state has this authorization from each governor. Pandemic influenza chapter, yada, yada, yada. Yep. 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 And I guarantee in each of these is the, it's like a dystopian sci-fi movie that all of a sudden, you know, the stormtroopers and their pop-up roadblocks are going to be there and everybody gets it.
Right.
No, I'm
essentially every case that we're working on has that 2010 and 9-10 vaccination, no matter what the age, all the way up to 87, 88, killing people, injuring people, destroying their lives. There's only one or two cases, and we're working on dozens right now in vaccine court surrounding the toxicity of those vaccines.
Yeah. Well, it's more than
that. And we're getting hammered, I guarantee you. The government comes back with their big Harvard guys and say, oh, well, wait a minute. They're those people who are most famous for publishing that retracted paper of XMRV that was debunked. You know, debunked is not disproven. You know, it was just, you know, the, everybody
well,
came
they,
out
when
of
when you
the
get
woodwork.
To respond to that, you'll go, do you get to respond to them, say, oh, it's debunked? I mean, they do just to get it in the record, just to say it. I mean, that's why they do it.
Absolutely.
You know?
And I come back and I say, au contraire. You know, the retraction of that paper was political, not scientific. The data are right and true. And I walk through how the data were right and true. And they were then, and they are still now with associated with these
well,
diseases.
Well, what's the response
yes.
from the judges? I mean, you know, do they go,
we don't
oh.
know yet.
Well, I mean,
we
I'm sure you've
court.
Had this discussion before. I mean, they always
yes.
say that. I mean, the judges, I mean, are they just rubber stamps or do they care or are they on under the spotlight now or what?
Well, the judges just nod. I said, no, the retraction was political. It wasn't scientific. I explained very simply because the judges don't know science. See, the special masters don't know science. So all you have to do is, it's the DOJ, the Department of Justice, or, you know, this poor victim. And it's up to the special master who he believes. It's just simply a matter of and the character assassination. And it's just horrible. So we have a lot of people. We had four people here this weekend reviewing some of those cases and reading what we wrote. And the attorney just says, Judy, just be professorial. You know, let me deal with the character assassination. You just continue to say, no, you're wrong, and show the data. And so I just keep doing it. You have to have really thick skin. You have to have really thick skin because what they write about is really hard to take.
Well, see, my thing is I didn't care. You know, they had three adjectives. In the 90s, when I first started doing this, it was, you know, gun toting, tie dye wearing, dope smoking libertarian Ernest Hancock says this about that. I mean, it had at least three of those, you know. And they, because that's what they did. Well, the deal that I had with the reporters, they knew that what I was saying was right. They knew, but there was no way they were going to get it published unless they did it that way. And I just said, look, I don't care. You can say whatever. I'm not even going to bitch. As long as you get the details out of whatever it is I'm saying, you can say how crazy I am all you want. Just put it out there, whatever it is that I'm saying, and I'll deal with it. Don't worry about it. So, like, okay. So they get the stuff out, and then eventually they figured it out. They're going, look, this isn't working. Ernie doesn't care. You know, he just keeps coming. And I go, you keep saying it because when they go, well, that judge is never going to do your way.
Yeah, we don't care.
I just want them to say it, say it. I
that's
want you
right.
on record, you know, because
that's what
I did.
Tell Dr. Rossetti, just write it down. It's in an official court document. Say it. They write every word I say down and I say it and I won't stop saying it. Not
you know, you
ever.
Can't count on that either because they, you know, the thing has been they don't We went through this here recently. Any legislation that you do, you'll go through the process and they vote on the floor and they amend and all that kind of stuff. And you audio tape it, you videotape the process, you go to legislative council that it kind of finishes up the draft of what happened. Then it goes to the sponsoring legislator to make sure it's right and all that kind of stuff. Every single time on important stuff that we're doing, they just change the words. They change no matter doesn't right. matter what you voted on the floor. They just rewrite it.
That's right.
And I'm going, wow. That's why Ron Paul would always, Dr. Paul would put in to the record. He would, you know, do his 1 minute or 5 minute speeches, and then he would add this stuff into the congressional record because he wanted it in the record. He wanted, this is what the record is. So that's why when all these young people would go back and look at his stuff, he was consistent for decades because he had it printed, you know? And there's man, this swamp is freaking bad. And I don't like messing with it because it's a waste of time. I already know you're not going to fix it. You know, you just highlight it. And after you highlight it enough, I mean, okay, we're good. Can we ignore them or make them obsolete or bypass them? But when they put a roadblock checkpoint and you're either getting on the bus or you're taking a shot, that's why you have all these insurgencies and wars and violence and everything at checkpoints. Throughout the history, throughout the world, it's always they bombed the checkpoint. Why? Because that's where they were. You're not allowed to not. I mean, okay, you want to play, but it's the person doing the checkpoint. It's behind the checkpoint. It's before you get a checkpoint. It's like the checkpoint is like you're too late, you know, or you need to find out where it came, who did the checkpoint. And if I'm looking at legislation right here, whereas so-and-so, whereas and whereas, therefore be it resolved that we're going to make you. And I'm going, all right, who signed that? And we highlighted them on video. That's how we kind of, you know, put a whoa here in Arizona. But it's coming again. I can feel it.
And yeah, so that's the CDC thing that I sent you. They sent it through the last day of Obama's presidency. So see if you can find more information about that.
Okay.
And so they don't even care if there's a pandemic now. They can do whatever they want.
Okay. Did you forward that to me, what she just sent?
Yes. While we are talking, correct.
No, I'm talking.
And I'm
going to
send you.
No, it's the one there's some, I'm not seeing
it's
it here.
CDC, the thing I talked about at the very beginning. I replied to what you sent me, hoping it would go through.
Okay, you didn't send it to me, though.
I sent it to Donna.
No, I'm talking to Donna. She's not being clear. She said she put it on the front page. Let me go there. And I want it in front of me, and I'm, you know, she's frustrating me here. Okay, so this is, go to the front page. Genetic screening, info on CDC, quarantine, isolation, Arizona pandemic, what? Okay, Donna, come over here and show me what you did. I have no idea what I'm looking at. Hold on a second, Judy. I want to say, while I got you, I want to look at this. What did she send you?
CDC.
Okay, so where is this article?
Click on it.
Okay, but where is it?
It's downloaded as a PDF.
Okay, it's a PDF. Okay.
Because I couldn't find it, you know, it disappears.
Okay, CDC publishes new rules for quarantine and isolation on the last day of Obama presidency. Okay, this is what I'm looking at. All right. How will the new CDC rules for quarantine and isolation affect you? There are new U.S. government rules that can force travelers into quarantine or isolation if they are suspected of having a contagious disease. The Center for Disease Control published their revised rules explaining how they will intervene to protect the public from the spread of quarantinable communicable diseases such as Ebola. Of course, I got to throw that one in there. Let's see. Minimize contact. I want to see where how they're going to do. They're going to make you. I want to know with a gun to your head. The process for apprehending and oh my God. Okay, here we go. The process for apprehending and identifying people with contagious diseases and the issuance of federal orders for quarantine, isolation, and conditional release were closely questioned by many of those who responded to the proposed rules. Will the CDC use these rules to establish mandatory vaccination? A number of public comments questioned whether, yada, 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 opening, yada, 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 CDC comment states, HHS CDC does not seek to compel vaccination or medical treatment. In keeping with current practice, CDC recommends certain vaccines for post-exposure prophylaxis, whatever that means. What's prophylaxis mean?
Prophylaxis is prevention.
Okay. And individuals may choose to follow these recommendations as they deem appropriate. And individuals may choose. All the quotations in this article, yada, 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 final rule, who is affected, what diseases are covered, who will report people who might have a communicable disease, the report of trigger a response from this is CDC will send public health worker to meet the traveler. Travelers can be apprehended and detained for up to 72 hours to permit public health workers to arrive and to do a public health risk assessment. Both U.S. citizens and international travelers can be detained in the same way. These reporting requirements are not tied to a CDC health emergency. These reporting requirements are not tied to a CDC health emergency. So both U.S. citizens and international travelers can be detained for 72 hours. During times when the CDC has declared health emergency, public workers will become more visible and active, yada, yada, yada. Okay. So they're definitely going to be able to detain you. I'm wondering if they're going to be able to shoot you up. Let's see. Respond to non-coronavirus communicable diseases. Should a person travel perfectly well? Medical exemptions. What happens if I'm reported? What happens during an interview with a health worker? What happens after the interview? Does the CDC use police officers to enforce its orders? In keeping with current practices, law enforcement support for quarantine and isolation will generally be provided by U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Coast Guard, and other federal law. So, yes. Let's see. What I'm looking for is if they can mandate vaccination. They can stop you. Okay, here it is. Oh, you said, here you go. Vaccination can be a condition to be released from quarantine or isolation. HHS CDC clarifies that when medically appropriate, vaccination or treatment may be conditions of an individual's release from quarantine or isolation. Individuals consent to these conditions. Who will pay for the cost of? Yep, that's it. So this is what we were looking at. Either you get vaccinated or you go to the back of the bus for go to quarantine FEMA camp. Okay,
right.
Or whatever. Yeah. So here it is. Vaccination can be a condition to be released from quarantine or isolation. The CDC comment states, yep, there it is. You're in the box until you agree to get stuck. There it is. That's what I was looking for. Sons of bitches. All right. So this is published by Quarantine Isolation on the last day of Obama presidency. Okay, Donna, come here. This is what I want you to do. Okay. You go into this one here, the Obama one. You know, if you go to the top, looks like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. You go all the way down, or they hide it in here, and it says, what happens if you do not cooperate? You know, they'll kick your ass. This one right here. Vaccination can be a condition to be released from quarantine or isolation. Just copy this whole thing right there and put that as a pull quote next to the link on the page that you put the article up.
Okay. Well, what's the page?
14. And go like this. Just, you know, highlight it, you know, copy, paste, put it in with that, where that is, that pull quote. Because that's what I've been looking for right there, is that,
right.
You know, yeah, we'll let you go if we can stick you.
Right. That's right.
All right. Well, thanks for finding
this. So I had
a lot
of fun last week coughing on planes.
Yeah, I bet they love you.
Yeah, take me.
You know, I was really... One time coming back from New Hampshire, I was sick as heck, and I, you know, kept a towel over my face and head, and kind of I was near the front of the plane. And both women sitting to the left or right of me were so nice to me. They just, you know, we'll get you some water. They, you know, had Kleenexes and they were just so nice. I didn't expect that. And it really made me feel so much better because I was just, you know, whatever. But I'm like, hey, man, put a mask on that guy. You know, but I remember how nice they were. They didn't freak out or something. But it was around that time. They weren't going to freak out. They were just nice to me. And I found that very nice. But if you're freaking coming up against the man, they're going to make you. Vaccination can be a condition to be released. Yep.
And this all escalated in 2009, right after our paper. In 2011, then this Andy Wakefield, Dr. Wakefield, the British Medical Journal came out against him again and fully retracted his paper, which had been languishing for like 10 years because, you know, so this retraction thing started in 2011. When we're just going to start unilaterally pulling these peer-reviewed published papers and for no reason whatsoever, you know, forcing the editors of the journal and or forcing the scientists themselves. And so if you don't retract your paper, you lose your job. If you don't retract your paper, I was being held in jail when they retracted my paper. Held in jail. And they just retracted it. And I had said no. And I'll find the letter.
How long did you stay in jail before they released you?
5 days. 5 days. Without
and that was, and that was trying to get you to retract. That was just pressure.
Oh, yeah. That was trying to get me to sign a confession saying I made it all up.
Yeah.
And there are no gamma, there are no little mouse nomadic retroviruses contaminating the blood supply in the vaccines. Oh. Yeah. If I'd signed that confession, they'd have all gone away. And I'd still be working in science. I'd know my place. I'd be William Thompson. Mm-hmm. And I'd have whistleblower protection. And I'd be sitting there collecting my $250,000 salary.
Okay, now here is, it says, persons in violation of not cooperating with the CDC, just walking away and screw you and kiss my ass. They are, can you see, it could be a fine of $100,000 if nobody died because of it or something. $250,000 if somebody did die, and a year in jail. So just walking away, even if you aren't sick, there's nothing wrong. Yeah, right. Screw you, and you walk away. $100,000 a year in jail.
Right.
Because they will arrest you.
Right.
So you are complying. That's what I'm looking for here. This is what, see, I knew they had it before, but they keep moving it around. And what you're saying, the law that they just passed, or whatever the hell they did, the executive, who gives a crap, you know, here it is. Vaccination can be a condition to be released from quarantine or isolation. Here it is. God. See, this is what I'm afraid is going to happen. This is what they're going to be, everybody's going to get. And if you don't have a record of or you don't get, well, then you're subject to either forced or you're detained. And this is,
right.
this is, they don't do this unless they're going to use it. They don't do this
right.
unless they got a plan. And I'm telling you, I saw it in their pandemic, whatever the hell. They're using the infrastructure of force. Here it is. They got on the state level. Here's the federal CDC. Man, these guys got to go down.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for this, because this is what I've been looking for. Now I can be a butthead.
And I'm going to send you the link to our media website next week for the press conference, and I'm going to resend you the link for the event for revolutionfortruth.org for that event.
You give me banner ads. I put it up. We got James Lyons Weiler's event up on the front page. Now I've been promoting
right.
that.
Yeah.
And then we have this movie that you talked about. Donna's already in contact with them, trying to get them to come on.
Right.
All right. Yeah, Tuesdays is always good, man. We're walking this through. See, I'm glad that we're doing this because we kind of, you know, I mean, every now and then I'll throw, you know, a vaccination thing up there. But when we were first doing this, we scoured it. You go look at the category, you'll see that for at least a couple of years, we were just hammering on this just so that we could document it. We weren't, right. You know, just so we could document it. I just want to see what the hell. And what got me interested again, of course, is, you know, we hooked up with you, but it was when all the naturopaths started being offed, you know, and I'm going, what the hell is that about? And then they were all hit with, they dumped psychedelics in their punch bowl or something at some thing that one time. And then, you know, there's weird stuff. These are the kind of stuff bad guys, you know, do this kind of stuff. So we're following. This Trump thing and Brexit and Le Pen, France, and all, it's all representative of, you know, the people rising up. But the machine has taken all the things at their disposal, and they're really going for it. But they missed one thing. Nobody was paying attention to them anymore. It didn't matter what, you know, Dan Rather or some talking head of Megyn Kelly of I don't care, you know. It's not working the way that they have to just use a gun. You know, it should be a guy in a uniform. And even said here, federal, you know, law enforcement agencies, National Guard. I mean, it's going to be a threat. It's going to be, because they went through it before with 9/11. Remember when they had, you know, law enforcement or National Guard at all the airports with M16s, like we were in Israel or something, you know? I see it. This is what I'm feeling. There's something on the horizon. This is it. Here it comes.
Right.
All right. I'm gonna start highlighting this more. That this is what they're gonna do. I can see it. It's all building up to this.
It's all building up, and it goes all the way back. You know, it all goes all the way back to, you know, the Supreme Court makes a decision in 2011. They've been doing this since 1991 or four. They've just been building. And they're using the same technique of propaganda in the scientific journals that works before. We simply, if we can't make it go away with experimentation and the data won't go away, then we simply make it up and we force retract it. And so, you know, so the science, it's hard to people to believe that the scientific journals are fraud. So scientific journals are now all fraud and propaganda. They are not science. It's consensus science.
Yeah, no, that's
Have you ever talked to Barbara Lowe Fisher?
No.
A fabulous speaker. And she was talking all about eugenics and all about, you know, what's happened since the 80s, since her son got injured with a DTP vaccine.
Okay, Barbara Lowe Fisher.
Lowe Fisher.
L-O-W-E
Fisher.
L-O-E.
I think L-O-E Fisher. And I'll send you the link because she started this major movement, and she's fabulous. She gave a fabulous speech last week.
Yeah, let's get her on. No, it's that's Tuesdays, man. I'm just, you know, I'm whatever you give me. This is the one thing. See, like Trump going in and saying, I ban Muslims, you know, I people from these predominantly Islamic countries. Well, no, you can't do that, you know, but they can quarantine and do anything if he says they're sneezing. So, I mean, I don't know. Do we take the ruling saying, no, you can't target? Well, what if they're sick? You know, what if they're, so they can say, ooh, there's an outbreak of whatever in the country of what to call it. You got to go and isolate them all or something. I mean, they can use this in whatever political end they want.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. You gave me a lot to think about. I'm going to be doing a little bit more on this for next week because, this is what I was looking for, because I knew that they had it. I knew that they did, you know, they created a new World Health Organization level just to scare everybody. Oh, no, it's level 6. There isn't a 6. Yeah, we had to make up one or something. Then that triggered the declarations of emergency by each of the governors, and they had a pandemic plan that was to force. And I'm going, okay, how are they going to force? What's the infrastructure that they have? Well, they had it. It was for extreme DUI. That was what they were going to use, yada, 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 yada. So then I start documenting. it and putting it all up, and then it got changed and it got moved and they altered and they got. I'm going, okay, they're obfuscating, they're hiding something. Then when here comes the last thing, Obama started this in 09, right in the first year of his presidency, and then in the last weeks of his presidency, he passes this thing. Now I can make you do it because we couldn't get it to take before. Now we're going to do it, and now they got the infrastructure up, and it was kind of a dry run, a bunch of Ernie's out there, and now it's starting to come out, and Trump is in there, and CDC, and we can make you. And the only way you're getting out of our jail is if you agree to get your shot. And I'm going, this is exactly what I was warning of, and here it is.
Right. Correct. Absolutely.
All right. All right. All right. All right. Damn. How's that Trump swamp thing coming?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure it's working, but we'll keep trying.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dr. Mikovits. This has been an interesting week. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I'll keep going. I'll send you names and things so we can keep the movement.
All right. Thanks, Judy. Bye-bye.
Bye.